Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Markets this week off a little bit. The Dow was off 0.1%, S&P off 0.6%, NASDAQ off 0.5%. 10-year creeping up, now 1.37%. Remember, we're saying that mid-160s, I'd say, by the end of the year on the 10-year. Oil, $71.99. And get this, the S&P 500 has not experienced a 5% or more pullback in over a year. And this is the largest run we've seen since 1966. So, of course, that begs the question, when is Humpty Dumpty going to fall off the hill? looking at that, this week, the big news, which I think could affect stock prices, are tax hikes. The market isn't expecting them, but this Monday, we had some information that was released by the House Ways and Means Committee, and you know who they are. They're the ones who essentially tax us all. And so here's what we know. Right now, it's looking like they're going to increase the top marginal tax rate from 37% to 39.6% for those making over $400,000. Some of the other surprising things that came out of there is they're going to increase the capital gains tax rate from 20% to 25%. Now, you may recall this was lower than what was originally proposed for those making over the $400,000 mark, but it's going to get down there now to that amount of $400,000 versus the $1 million. So we're looking at an increase in capital gains rates. So for those of you who have stocks, maybe a real estate transaction you're going through, this is important. The date that they're talking about on that is going to be effective September 13th of this year. So a lot of people have been asking, is this going to be retroactive? When will this go into effect? According to what we're seeing here, it's looking like effective date will be 9/13/21, unless you can show you're in some sort of a binding contract to sell. So if you're in a position right now where you're selling a piece of property, you're about to make $1 million or more in capital gain, and the contract was signed before September 13th, looks like you're probably going to be in a good position. But if you're not sure, or you're thinking about selling something right now, or maybe you've already sold something and the transaction is still unwinding, well, you better give us a call, because this is the technical stuff that we love to get into, if you know what I mean. The next one is the business profit. So all those S corporations, if you have adjusted gross income above $400,000, then you're looking at an additional 3.8% tax. So all those small business owners, you're going from 37% to 43.4%. That's right. So this is not getting any better. It's just getting more difficult, if you want to put it that way. And that's what's going on in order to pay back all the stimulus. There's some big changes going on with Roth conversions as well. They're complicated. I don't have the time right now to go through it, but there's some changes coming on Roth and retirement plans. So there's quite a lot here in this new tax bill we're looking at. And it looks like, and the estate tax. I've been talking a lot about that. So currently, you know, the estate tax limit is $11.8 million per person. It looks like it's going to be dropping to about $5 million per person. And so it's time now to get off the proverbial duff and start doing some things when it comes to your estate if you're trying to pass more on to your kids. Okay, also we saw from the QE front or across the world here, this is the ECB, European Community Bank, as well as the Bank of England. These are the first major global central banks in the world to reduce or taper QE. As you know, we haven't started to do that yet. We've been talking about it, but the ECB surprised markets recently by announcing that they're going to reduce QE in Q4, and that was surprising. So President Lagarde, she said that the ECB would start to reduce. She didn't say when or how much exactly, but she did give us a timeline when it was going to happen. And so this shows that the global environment is starting to get a little bit more hawkish. And when you see these ECB taperings come into effect, the question will be how big and how deep. And of course, the market overall didn't particularly like it. But until it's more meaningful, you're not going to really see any sort of a big pullback. And that's what I was talking about with the overall markets not pulling back more than, say, 5%. Now, if this tax bill that I just talked about gets worse, or maybe the market doesn't like it if it actually gets done. I think the market right now is still thinking it's not going to get done. But in any event, if it does, that's going to reduce earnings, period. And so as earnings come down in terms of their profit, that will affect stock prices. And that's what the market is vulnerable to right now. So we'll just have to see what happens with this. But, you know, stay tuned, because like I've been saying, the next, in this case, 2 to 3, 4 weeks, we're going to know quite a bit more about this. And so expect to hear more chatter around taxes. And obviously you should care, because it's going to affect your stock prices, possibly your real estate prices, your things just we need to keep our eyes on. Earnings, right now, numerous companies have started to cut guidance across the industries. And the reason for this is not the demand, it's the supply. The supply chain constraints continue. And so recently we saw PPG, Pulte, they cut guidance because they could not get materials to build their homes. And so if we get continued deterioration in this area instead of improvement, then 2022 S&P earnings are at risk. And this is why it matters. You remember back in 2018, there was a surprise of negative earnings again in PPG, yep, same stock as I just talked about. And this ignited a multi-week correction in stocks. Now, I'm not saying the same thing's going to happen this time, but values right now on stocks, they leave really a razor edge for imperfection. And so if bottom line global supply chain issues continue, this is a risk for corporate earnings. And so you just have to keep your eye on that, because it's something to pay attention to. Lastly, gold. I get a lot of questions about gold. So commodities started, obviously oil's up pretty nicely. Commodities started the week with a heavy tone. Hawkish money flows were underpinning the dollar. And gold was the worst performer thanks to the combination of the stronger dollar and rising interest rates. Gold fell as much as 2% during intraday trading. And trading in precious metals has been all about economic data and what it means for Fed policy expectations. So to that point, gold started to rally towards multi-month highs in the wake of the jobs reports, but really failed to materially break out. And these are the concerns that we have. So, you know, just be careful with that. I know a lot of people have been considering the metal in light of inflation, but I think it's different now. I think we're seeing much more, quicker, immediate type of change. And bottom line, I think the bullish case for gold is characterized by what I would call a fragile balance between a steady but relatively slow economic recovery and, of course, accommodative central bank policies. If we continue to see these banks raising rates, etc., you know, that's a contradiction to gold. Just remember that. Gold does well when rates are low and when inflation's raging. That's the environment. And we're not really seeing that. So, you know, if you're speculating in that area, which is truly what it is, just, you know, be careful and maybe lighten up on some of that when you see some upside surprises there.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.